Hi, everybody. Well, another Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Tonight's our birthday party night. And we'll be going to the Lightship probably, you know, maybe 40 after the hour here. Today's date is April 4th, so we have two fours there, if that means anything to anybody. At 2015 for the year. So, let's do a clearing. And we'll do the numbers since we have two fours. Some people don't like to see numbers that are the same and stuff. And, you know, it's another way to get tracked. So here we go, releasing these energies. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Now, let's do clearing for people. So if you have any emotional stuff happening out of the woods, we'll release that. So here we go, releasing your emotions, situations, maybe traumas. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's make sure that you're in the present moment here. So check your finger exercise, finger straight ahead of you. And just have your body, just move your finger. You know, you want to have your index finger pointing up. Do it and have your body stop to see where it is. It should stop somewhere in front of you. And if you're not there, we'll bring you back. If you're not in the present moment, then in a sense, you know, you're on the highway to hell because you're no longer in the now. Well, that's another way of looking at it. So you want to be here, otherwise you're on timelines. On timelines, then you're dealing with aliens, and they're controlling your life. Here we go, coming back to the present moment. Now, so one, two, three, four, and five. Now, let's energize the light beam. So again, we'll do three males. So first light beam, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next light beam up. So one, two, three, four, five. And the last one. One, two, three, four, five. So you have nine male light beams if you have three pitchers up on your screen. We'll increase their energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so if Ann is out there, are you around someplace, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. If you haven't been there, please check it out. There's a lot of information and free healings and lots of things. As Ron said, we're going to the lightship tonight. I just want to say that some nights before the show, I get a little distracted and I forget to put the pictures of the light beings up for myself. But today I had plenty of time, and I've made sure to do it. And, wow, it's so powerful to look at those beautiful pictures, Ron, and feel the energy of the wonderful male light being. So thank you so much for that.
Welcome.
And also, I just want to say that I always try to be aware that we may have new listeners, but I think it's a very strong possibility since you've been doing the expos recently that we have people that are new on the show. And I know when I meet people at any expos, I encourage them really strongly to come on this Saturday night show live because of the trip to the lightship. So I just want them to be aware that when we go to the lightship, you can request one physical healing. So be thinking about what you want that to be. Some people even write it down for themselves so it's clear and also stays in your heart and mind. Some people write it on a little piece of paper and tape it on themselves because you'll be actually bi-located to Creation Lightship. And I was wondering, Ron, if tonight, before we get into the emails and things, if you could talk a little bit about the Lightship and what some people might see up there, you know, and what is actually up there when we take this, when we are bi-located, and what some people see because they have that sort of psychic ability. But what do you see up there? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the lightship only becomes activated we'll say, in a physical realm. A little hard to describe, but when I bring people to the light ship, then all of a sudden it becomes physical. So people can see things if they're able to tune in. You don't have to necessarily have all your psychic abilities up or be able to see or sense anything. You know, there are people that don't feel much of anything at all, and that's okay. And there are people who actually see the light beams. So it doesn't matter if you are seeing them, you know, and if you don't see them, it's working anyway. So for the ones that do actually physically see things there, you will see light beams. And, you know, that's how we got the picture from the light beam, because the lady that was up on one of my original calls that we had a long time ago, she actually was drawing the light beam as she saw it. That's how we got the picture. So from there, there's different rooms that you go into, and the rooms materialize instantly. The way it works for me is I'm probably, we'll say that the person listening right now is really, really intuitive. But you will actually get the room that we're going into maybe a second to 2 seconds before I even get up myself. And then from there, room is presented to me, and then I talk about the room or I see what's there. And from there, we do healings there. So the light beings are doctors, and they will work with you when you request your healing. And from there, hopefully you have a wonderful healing, you know, at the end of it. What does not go up to the light ship is your densities. They stay here. Go there, you're actually rematerialized in perfect perfection, and each time you get beamed back and forth, we'll call it, up and down, up and down, up and down. The emotional bodies, your bodies that are contaminated, which are causing your problems, will start to stick back onto you again. And it gets taken away, and then from there you go back down here. These emotional bodies, the trauma body, the pain bodies, now I'll see that you're clear, but they're still here. So they automatically will kind of clean onto you and cling to you, and each time you go up, maybe a little bit of that goes away. So that's kind of the way it works. If you use the term father from the Bible and replace that with lightship, creation lightship, that's what's going on there. So anyway, the reason why these energetic bodies that are down here stay here is because they're here to protect you from the darkness of psychic attacks and mind energy. If you didn't have those, you probably would not exist here very long. Not if you'd probably live more than, 6 months here, where the body was destroyed. So anyway, that's why you have them, is to help you. Unfortunately, if you don't clean them out, then it's detrimental to you, much like, you know, not changing the oil in your car and running it forever. Eventually, you know, or it'll probably stop. Oh, and that's the way it works. You have to clean out these bodies. And that's what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago, was cleaning out probably the emotional body, which was the main one that people had of their, you know, dense thoughts that they had and problems. So that had to be cleaned out for ascension. That's what we're doing now, the same thing, except in the last 2,000 years, the body here has been so contaminated with more stuff, much harder, to do healings as compared to 2,000 years ago. I'd say it's probably 1,000 times harder. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I'm sure that even people who maybe have been listening and have been on the light ship before found that very interesting and helpful. I just wanted to add one other thing, that it's okay to accept requests tonight for rooms, Ron?
Yeah, yeah, we'll probably go into maybe 8 rooms, maybe less, because of the birthday party. So what we'll do, we'll go into the food court, that's what I call it, and that's for the light beings who do eat food, are there. And we'll be joined by them, singing happy birthday to us and stuff, and you may feel their energy. And from there, we'll have our cake and ice cream or whatever you choose, the dessert of your choice. A lot of fun. So I guess back to you, Ann.
great. And what people request are things like the deer room, so they can experience the energies. It's basically nature energies that are up there that we also see here on Earth. Some people are kind of wise to some of the treats that are up there, like the hot tub room and different things like that. So that's what you want to request. Sometimes we get a request for someone wanting a condition healed, and that isn't necessary because your condition will be worked on. You just make that request. We don't need to go into a special room that's about a certain condition. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, typically that's correct, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll just pick a room that most people could have a situation with, like the hot tub room is to detox you, so that's one that we talk about. But like if we went into the room with the little beavers or something, then you request your problem that you're dealing with, and that's special to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. So go ahead and put those in, send them over. You could send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. or you can put them into the survey page on the Welcome to the BBS Show page, and I'll get them live on the air and let Ron know what those are. Okay, I'm going to move on to some comments and questions that we got, Ron. Thank you, Ron, for the alien removal you did on Friday's show. I felt heart-centered on the now timeline and connected to the show and didn't expect to feel much. Well, I got a surprise. Something lifted out of my chest. Thank you so much. I needed that.
Oh, it wasn't one of those little aliens like you saw in the Alien movie, you know? For a guy with all those teeth, you know, and cooling, you know? We won't get into that. But all that you see on sci-fi is real. Aliens are just trying to show you what they have, and then naturally, because there's so many races out there competing for your space, your body, etc., real estate, that they sometimes would like to show one race against the other as far as their technologies. So that's the way that works, because they want to know that they're better than someone else. They still make a movie to show their technologies in it.
So they're showing off, huh?
Yep.
Got it. Well, okay, someone wrote in, and I remember that you did a timeline crash. It was very powerful I guess it was so powerful it's gone, which is great. But you did a timeline crash on something sci-fi. Well, of course, it's the Paranormal Friday show, so... And I can't remember exactly what it was, but someone wrote, really appreciated the timeline crash sample you did for us last night. And then they're saying, can you please crash global warming? Thanks.
I won't do that, no.
I'd like
people to do that, you know. Unfortunately, I'm not here to save the Earth. You know, I'm here to help it, but not to put out enough energy to change stuff like that, because that's... I don't know who or what's doing that. I'm not going to overexpend my energy, you know, to do something like that. So you could do it yourself, and just mainly what you want to do is concentrate on your own, location where you are or the town that you're in, lock that you're in, but don't go too far out there. So that's the way it works. See, all the healings run through me. So if somebody's give something like that, you know, I don't want to deal with all that energy of all the aliens and everybody else on the planet who's doing something for the planet. You know, I'm not going to get involved with that situation. So, my forte, you know, helping you people is enough, believe me.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Well, and last night I wrote this down because I felt it was...
And what I will say is, and the global warming may be only on the timelines that you're viewing, okay? Maybe the Earth is perfect. And they're giving you artificial timelines and holograms to make it look bad, to steal your energy away from you. What if Fukushima never happened, okay? What if drought never happened here? And these are all strictly holograms that the aliens are putting forth, and you're living in them, okay? And yes, like wars, if you get shot or something, we'll say, you are going to bleed, you may even die, and it may hurt. And those are strictly on timelines that you're living on. Now, what if that didn't exist? What if all the timelines are taken off of this planet back into peace? Would the planet still have those situations that we know about on the news every night? Probably not. So you want to stay in the timeline that you want to bring forth, okay? Well, if you're worried about doom and gloom, you're drawing doom and gloom to you. You are talking to somebody at lunch or something, and they talk about something, about, oh, this thing happened over here, and then you get tied into it. Now you're on that timeline. Or you start talking about somebody, this politician is, no good, they voted the wrong way or whatever. I'm just giving an example here. Well, you got that politician sitting there at your lunch table with you. Oh, remember, whatever you start talking about, that energy is right there in your lap. So, just strictly look upon what you want to have. Don't get yourself on tangent timelines. Because the aliens have been doing that, ever since. That's why you didn't ascend. Oh, you listened to somebody else. And you just didn't understand that you need to be in the present moment, eliminate all this stuff. So they will entice you with everything. Just be peaceful, and what you want to bring forth in your life when you're in that peace energy, mind a heart drop, then that will start to manifest for you. Using light. Now, when you start thinking a lot about something, then you're using the light of the darkness. Light of the darkness will bring forth cause and effect energy, which is what you don't want to have, okay? It will bring forth to you situations. And there's always a situation, and that basically is karma. And you're going to be dealing with all kinds of stuff. And it all depends how far out of balance you are, as how far that pendulum is going to swing from a really great positive event for you, first awful negative event of your life. Okay? I guess it's kind of like, kind of jokingly, saying, a person says, man, I want to have $10 million. Really want that, and they believe it, and then they go out the next day, and a car runs them over. They become paralyzed. Now they're in the wheelchair, and they're suing, and they do get their $10 million, okay? So you went from one extreme to the other. So be careful what you ask for. Timelines will bring you into these negative events. You want to be peaceful. So if you're not in peace, timeline. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you for that reminder of how scary it is to go into that law of attraction and think, oh, if I just ask for things like that and keep saying it over and over again, it'll come to me. And that has to be, one of the worst offenses perpetrated on the New Age people, that law of attraction thing. So last night, I wrote down what you said about timelines. If we don't go there, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, just so like the room next to you. Remember, the aliens, and I talked about this on my lectures, but you have to look at memory, So it's the room next to you. You're probably maybe in your kitchen or living room or bedroom or something now listening to the call here. If you can't physically look down your hallway, we'll say, and see your bathroom, because most bathrooms are, attached to a hallway. If you can't see your bathroom, do you really think the aliens are going to make all that footage, film footage and holograms of your bathroom? No. So it doesn't exist. It will exist when you start coming into the realm of that experience and you start going down the hallway. Lo and behold, you're going to see your bathroom door. Still not there yet. And then you open the door up and voila, there it is. And that's the way it works, because they're not going to waste and put that much energy out for something that doesn't exist. It will be there when you physically see it, but when you're not looking at it, it's probably gone. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that's so interesting. So I was thinking thank you for clarifying how important it is that we not ask you to clear some big Earth situation that's about the Earth, but perhaps a person could timeline crash their own fears about, say, an issue like global warming. right, Ron, like, oh, ever since I saw that movie or read that article or someone told me, you know, the world's coming to an end through global warming, they could timeline crash that feeling, am I right? Or that?
Yes, if you have if you are connected to that energy, okay, and you're in fear of it, okay, then that means that they have you on a timeline. Get off of that timeline. Do some clearings to get off of it. Well, it's not that it's, you're just getting your button pushed. Well, just kind of walk away, Renee, get off that timeline. Because you really don't need to be on that experience. Only if you choose to. Most people don't understand that until they hear a radio program. So if you really want to be living, like I said, in hell initially, on timelines, then, be there. But, you know, we give you a solution to get off of the timelines. That's why you do timeline crashing. Severity and how many times you have to do this will depend on how deep you are, in the mind energy on the timelines. So, like I say, if you have something that keeps reoccurring in your life, then you're probably on a lot of timelines and you're just kind of revisiting the past, deja vu, and, you want to do a lot of timeline crashes on that. So, if you feel like, a lot's going on in your life, you don't like it, then, do 1,000 timeline crashes on it. It's up to you where you want to be and what you want to get rid of. And there, we have a solution for the aliens causing you problems. I can't guarantee it'll get you off everything, but it will help. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. Let me go back to some more comments that we have here. Thank you for the air cushions under my feet. I instantly felt light and my feet relaxed. This morning, I still felt the energy under my feet. Thank you for that and all the other samples you did last night.
Welcome. Oh, yeah.
I thought that felt great.
I do that for retreats sometimes, so it's great to an experience to get rid of these things. So, yeah, it's energies that are, making your feet feel bad and stuff. But, yeah, that's a little thing that I do off and on. Haven't done it for quite a while, but that's kind of neat. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you kind of did this at the beginning of the show, but let me read what this person wrote here anyway. Hi, Ron. We had a difficult morning with some upsets. Thanks to you, we know it was due to courting and entities. Thank you for the wonderful healings to clear us of these outside attacks. May we have a sample of the emotional body clearing just to be sure it is all removed. I have the emotional healing and put that on, too.
Hey, so everybody just think of an emotional situation that's bothering you, okay? We'll try to clear the energy from that one situation. So what happens is you could have, 10,000 of these situations that are kind of similar. So I'm clearing the one that you're looking at. And the other, amount of those can bring you into the system, that energy again. And that's why you want to do timeline crashes. But basically, you should feel at peace. Don't get your buttons pushed at all, then that peace will stay with you. People will push your buttons. Media and both movies, etc. You want to be in neutral. So here we go. Think of that aggravating situation, whatever it would be for you that you want to get rid of. Oh, here we go. Count to 10 to release. I'll do it slowly. What I want you to do, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to count. I'm going to start clearing right now. So 1, 2. Now look at it and see, is it gone yet? This I'm asking you the question. Is it gone? Does it feel much less? I want you to kind of look at this like you're a scientist, okay? So put on your a white coat here and you want to investigate this here. So we did 1, 2. I will do 3, 4 and look at it again. How's your body feeling? Your body will tell you. Remember, you have a mind and the mind will tie you in knots. But the body, when it gets released, will start to relax, okay? So here we go. 5, 6. At it again. See how it's feeling for you. How's your body responding? And again. 7, 8. At it some more. Here we go. And 9, 10. Oh, how are you feeling now? And, you know, check your body out. What's your body telling you? Hey, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that felt really good. I'm sure everyone listening really enjoyed that, too. Thank you so much.
But I will say, just to kind of interrupt you there, if you felt like complete peace, doing the 1 and 2, that's probably because you've been doing a lot of clearings, and this one just kind of popped up. If it took longer to get this released, that would mean to me that you have more energies that are coming forth, and you're trying to get out of, you know, this heavy load that's put upon you, and it will take it away. Remember, you may have a lot of tangent things happening. So if it went away and when I counted 1, 2, that's great. If it didn't go away, it just means that you have a lot more issues to deal with. And we got rid of one of them. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay. This another message. This one's entitled, Feel Slimmer. I always enjoy it when you put the energetic braces on us. The ones on our stomach was particularly powerful. As soon as you said stomach, I felt my body respond. I have felt slimmer since then. Thank you, a long-time listener.
Wonderful. That's great.
That was also last night, Ron. I don't know if you remember. I think you did leg braces also last night. Or maybe not. Maybe you just did the stomach. You did a lot of samples last night, so thank you from everybody for that.
I don't remember, so.
Yeah, I know you don't. But that's really wonderful. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Ron. How? So this person is feeling like you put it. I remember that you put an energetic brace on our stomachs. So what will that? I think you might have said if you have a big stomach even.
Now, what that's going to do is take away the weight, you know, that your stomach is adding to you, okay? So we're kind of propping you up. And a lot of people can actually walk better and straighter. I first did this, and I had a lot of women on the calls. You know, I did breast. Back in the early days, I'd have maybe like one man out of 100 women. So all I had is women, and some women have large breasts, and they, you know, that to me would be a problem. It's like carrying a backpack, but in front of you, you know. And so at that point, I think somebody asked me to do breasts. Like, okay. So did breasts, and I got a lot of comments. Oh, man, my back doesn't hurt anymore. I can stand up straighter and stuff. So I put the energetic braces there. So I could do it right now for the women. Men, it's not going to really matter too much. But for women, we'll do that right now. So you know how you normally stand. So I'll count to 10. We'll put the braces on you a little bit here. And to help you some of that weight, pressure, or whatever from having large breasts. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may feel a change. If you want to stand up and walk a little bit, you can. You might feel better. Just, I don't think any women normally are going to want to comment on this here, you know, because you know, but we did keep the names anonymous if you wanted to say something. But anyway, you should be feeling better, like maybe you lost, you know, 10 pounds in the front of you or something. I don't know what breast weighs. I never checked it out, you know, but, you know, you women all know that you probably are feeling better now. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. What could we do for men so they don't feel left out? I'm trying to think.
I don't know. You got me.
How about, you know, the sides, like they say, what do they call that? You know, they say, oh, you get a love handle.
Okay, so here we go, love handling. So, one, releasing that energy, putting some energetic braces there, so maybe on your stomach too, so, and women also. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. Oh, back to you.
Okay, we're getting in. Someone wrote in to remind us what you did last night were braces on hips, stomach, and chest. Well, you've got the whole body covered now, Ron. So
hey.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, listener, for letting us know, reminding us what it was that Ron did last night. Okay, we have another email. Someone wrote in, Dear Ron, I had to go to the dentist this week. I cleared myself. I did a space clearing of the office of the dentist, and everything went well to a point. Then the dentist went into detail about a physical condition he had, and I don't know what made him choose to tell me all of these details, and I didn't know how to stop him. And it got worse when he said, you know, someone at your age should be worried about X condition, and I hope that I didn't get corded to something or get something activated in my DNA. I was sort of trapped there and had to listen to him. Did I get something from listening to this man?
Well, he probably activated something that you don't want to have activated. So let's release the energy. Here we go. So one, two, oh man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. It's clear from that comment or email and also but just what people say all the time that our problem is other people. I think you actually said that earlier today. So what, you know, if the person wasn't listening tonight, like what could we do for ourselves when we're in a situation like that where we're kind of a sitting duck? Like at work that could happen, and it's hard sometimes to get away from people.
What I would first do is, there's probably always a gift there. You see, what's the gift? What are they telling you, okay? Aside from dumping on you, what is in there? Resonate to it, okay? So if they started stirring up your DNA, and you know that you probably better do some timeline crashes. That's what I would recommend doing. Do a bunch of timeline crashes. As they probably actually did you a favor, unfortunately, because they started talking about all this stuff. On doing that, right away, now you know that you have a situation that they brought you into. Maybe they're, you know, one of your soul family members, you know? So that's what I would look at is, where's the gift, okay? What do they do for you? Besides having you maybe clear, you know, 1,000 timelines, you know what I mean? So, fortunately, you know, that's how you have to kind of look at it and just kind of see what's going on. And unfortunately, they brought you into that situation. So, you know, again, release it and know that, you know, you can get out of this situation by doing timeline crashes. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That is a good, you have said that before, that's a really good suggestion, because you just don't know. If you're triggered, right, in some way, then you need to clear it. If someone can talk to you, if you can run into somebody and they start talking about all the different ways the world is going to come to an end, and you're just kind of, well, have a good day, good luck with that, then probably nothing got activated for you.
Yes.
But this sounds like it was a little tougher situation because they went into something physical and, you know, really tried to hit this person hard, it sounds like. Okay, well, we have a few more minutes before we go to the light ship, Ron. Is there something you can think about that we might need, you know, in healing-wise before we go up there? Is everybody on the CLS Now timeline and ready to receive and everything?
Yeah, it feels like it. So here we go, everybody. Let's go to the light ship now. So I need you to think of one particular healing that you'd like to have to see if that will manifest for you. So here we go. And this only works live on this program. That's why you need to be listening live to have it. If not, you're going to feel the energy of peace coming your way. And here we go. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants. If you're bringing up your plants in your house, you're probably growing like crazy. And a lot of people comment about how beautiful their plants are compared to everybody else's. So here we go. Also with trees and gardens and stuff. You can also bring your house up. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. Oh, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the first room we're going to go into is the hot tub room. So the rooms come forth here. So here we go, hot tub room, and we're in the violet gel. I feel the energy around you as it kind of is going through your body. Might feel like a little bubbly sensation, kind of like you're like in a bottle of the old fizzy water, you know. We used to drink that in the old days, you know. So anyway, it's kind of bubbly water with oxygen. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next room we're going to go into is a room with the cats. So a lot of people out there have cats. So be little kittens. So we have three of them coming to you. Here we go. One, request your healing. Two, oh boy, three, four, and five. And we'll go to big cats now. So how about maybe some lions, I guess, or lionesses. So here we go. I mean, you might feel their energies. So one, two, three, four, and five. And from there, we'll go into the room with the bears. Oh, here comes the bears. And they're going to do some energy work on you. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And next we're going to go into another room, and we'll go into where the deers are. A lot of people like the deer rooms. Here we go. Deer energies. One, two, three, four, and five. Let's go into a couple more rooms. We're going to the room with the rainbow waterfall. This will help to cleanse you. Water's going to be falling all around you. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger, okay? The room we're going to go into is the room that has polar bears. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into one final room here. And we'll go on to the birthday room.
We have a request for the centrifuge room, Ron.
Okay, centrifuge room. So here we go. Polar bears. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going to go into the room with the centrifuge. This helps eliminate addiction problems and things. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Going to the food court. This is for people who have a birthday month of April. Oh, here we go. You're getting our ice cream and cake or whatever you wish to have there. There's other things, too. But it'll come very small sized, as you see it, like a pencil eraser. And request of what you'd like to have. Here we go. Here's coming in front of you now, a little piece of what it is going into your mouth now. I start to feel the energy. Maybe your mouth is watering 5 seconds ago. And if you want to have seconds and thirds, you sure can. That's up to you. Light beings are now coming around and going to be singing happy birthday with all of us here. For those who have a birthday this month. And get some more energies here. So they have something that looks like licorice. So try that, I guess, and see what it does for us. I don't know. It's a little different to have licorice on a birthday, but if you wish to try it, here we go. It's going into your mouth now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy. What a head rush. It's a lot of energy there. Oh, anyway, back from the lightship now, everybody. In our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants in our house, if you wanted to bring that up. Back down. So I'll count from 5 to 1. And you're going to be put back into the now timeline of the light of the darkness, because you're actually stopped. Right now, you are is in no time whatsoever. You're in the now, the true now. The aliens, since they fabricated where you live, the alien timeline of no time. So here we go, coming back down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, maybe you can give me a little comment on what that licorice tasted like or what it did for you. A lot of energy. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you. That was a particularly wonderful trip to the lightship, and that must be really wonderful for people that are new or listening tonight, and we thank you for that very much, Ron. That was terrific, and happy birthday, everyone whose birthday is in April. Okay, I was wondering, Ron, we've talked a lot about when you're on the CLS now timeline and you're heart-centered, and that you make that your priority, that's the most important thing, you can then go forward in your life and be creative. But we get a lot of sort of questions and confusions around that. And I wonder if you could talk about it a little more, because what I see happening with people I know that do the healings is that they prefer to feel safe on this planet than be creative. And they even can let that get in the way of doing their healings and being cleared, because they want to feel safe, like they're in a survival thing, like they think I might die here, which, as we know, it is a scary place to live. So can you talk about that a little?
I kind of don't get what you're saying.
Well, I guess the best thing we could be doing for ourselves are healings, being on the Creation Lightship. But people who are doing them sometimes then say, well, now what do I do with my life? How do I go forward and be creative?
Yeah, well, what happens is that you do more clearings, find yourself wanting to sort of, I won't say be a loner, but You don't want to get slimed. So people will have all this energy to connect to you. You may not even want to go there. That's kind of what I'm talking about. So you want to keep your body temple clean because you already cleaned it out. Everybody else has their stuff. So the best thing to do would be to know that, yeah, you're okay, but you have to be recreative and you got to figure out what you want to do next with your life. That's the whole thing, because you're going to be more in the now, and things that aren't in the now may not feel exactly right to you, okay? So definitely just kind of realize that, yeah, you want to be in the present now, and you need to recreate your life so that you're able to stay in the now, more energies coming your way. That's kind of the best way that I can kind of talk about it. Because some people, they say, yeah, you know, even after they do the emotional healing, they go, you know, I kind of like the way I feel, but man, you know, everybody has stuff, and I don't want to have stuff. I don't like their stuff, and I got rid of their stuff, and everybody around me has stuff, and I just don't like it. So, because you've been there, done that, remember, they, you know, and yourself lost the ascension process only because your stuff got in the way. But once you get into the present moment, able to do your manifestations in the now, then your whole life will change. Realize that, yeah, the people around you, you know, have caused problems, and you don't really want to go there, and you want to be neutral. That's kind of the best way that I can describe that. So back to you.
Yeah, back to what we were discussing earlier. It all comes down to other people and how they can push our buttons, and I guess usually do take us off the timeline. Okay, so somebody actually made a comment, and I meant to bring this up at the beginning, Ron, when we were talking about the light ship. I asked you to describe it. Someone asks, 100 light years away, is Ron 100 light years away from us? And who is it that comes into our level?
Okay. Well, I live out of time, so I don't live in time. So when I see people, I have to enter into the darkness that people live in because you're living in time. Well, I really can't say where I am or how I got here. You know, for me, it's like being stuck like you people in a sense, but, you know, I can't leave if I choose to leave sometime, but... you know, really hard to describe. If you've seen me at the expo, a few people checked out my energy. They wanted to feel my energy. I don't have any energy. So people, you know, I would look like I'm dead, and people can't do a reading on me. If they do a reading, then they're reading something else from the darkness, but, you know, I don't have anything that can actually be read. So, yes, so I live out of time. But I don't have any memory. See, the time that you're dealing with when you have your thoughts, those thoughts that you're having deal with time because you're going back in time, typically not forward, but everything that you're dealing with is from your past. And your past creates your current reality. Well, I don't have that. Well, I have to be in the now and then try to figure out what I'm talking about right now as I'm talking, because I don't even know what I said, you know, half a minute ago. I'm in the now, you see, where most people might be jotting down notes and stuff, and, you know, I live in the present moment. So I don't know, hope that helps you. You know, I can't say I'm 100,000 light years from here, but whatever, I'm here in outside of your darkness energy, which is your timeline. So I have to come into your reality in order to help you. That makes sense, I hope, for everybody.
Yes, Ron, thank you. Okay, we have a couple of comments. Someone wrote big yawns, and I just want to say if that's happening to you, and it happens often to people, that that's a sign you're being cleared. I suggested to a woman I met the other day that she put the Be Here Now clearing on her phone, and she had been quite chipper kind of before that and happy and not happy but talkative. And as soon as she started running the healing, she yawned about 50 times, and she said, "Oh, I don't know what happened to me. I guess I'm more tired than I thought." And I said, "No, I think it's the healing, that stuff being removed from you." So I hope that that woman kept going and did some more healings, because she sure got, you know, affected right away. And someone else wrote, "Trip to Lightship, thank you for all the large pawed animals tonight. My one issue to heal was my middle finger, and how wonderful," from a long-time listener. So I hope their finger is feeling better.
That's great. So let's do a let's do a timeline crash, in case you don't know what that's about with your finger. So we'll do a timeline crash. So if you have a situation, an issue, see what we can do to help you. So here we go. So this would be what you'd want to do next to have more success. Everybody pick an issue that you may have asked for on the light ship. We'll see if we can help you. So here we go. Timeline crashing. So 1, 2, 3. Oh dear, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if that helped you. So that's kind of like what a timeline crash would do for you. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I forgot to ask you at the beginning of the show, do we have some extra time tonight? Or are we going to end?
We've got 10 minutes to go.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, wonderful. I was thinking, this just came to me on my own, could you talk a little bit about the difference between when we go to the light ship, like we did tonight, and receive a healing, and like we do on your 8-hour calls, and I believe on all the hour calls you have during the week, we also go to the light ship. Is that correct, Ron, on all those?
Yeah, so the 8-hour call, what the difference is, the 8-hour call, we're dealing with stuff, and you're in quarantine. You can't go to the light ship unless you're going to quarantine first. So when we do stuff with you, like not going to the light ship tonight, we're recreated. And that recreation of you comes back here and emerges with your problems that you're dealing with. And that's kind of the way it works. So you're being beamed up and down, but you're actually being created in wholeness, because the negativity can't come up there because it would be destroyed, which would be part of you. Hopefully you kind of understand that. So on the 8-hour calls, what happens is that we're getting rid of alien critters out of you that live inside of your body. So just think of parasites and dealing with alien stuff that you can't even physically see. Oh, I guess that's kind of the way I could describe that to you. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you. And just as a follow-up, if you could talk about then, when we are in our home, and we put on our computer, let's stick to something physical, because we've been talking about physical issues, and we're doing, let's say, the body jump start, and we have a physical condition we're wanting to clear. We do not go to the light ship, but the light beings, in that case, come to us. So can you talk a little bit about that and how that's different, Ron?
Yeah. So that's the light beings will come to you, and the energy runs through my body as they start to clear you out. So that's the way that works. So they're here to help you. Now that's why you want to request your healing. That's why we have online healing, so that you're able to have healings. Things happen quickly, you know, blink of an eye. If it doesn't work, then you have more energetic bodies that are contaminated. You want to keep working on yourself. Find out where, dealing with an issue, you know, where are you with this? Oh, that's kind of the way I would think that it looks, okay? So you need to specify a healing. Here, you concentrate on it, in a sense, stay focused, so that you're not out of your body. You don't want to do any other kind of modalities because that brought you into your situation. Just strictly stay with the energies and, you know that you're having work done on you instantly. The worst thing that I see when people go to the expos, they'll come into the light chamber. They go in slightly sideways here, but they go into the light chamber, and it's wonderful. They go, oh, this is great. Then they go to somebody, and they get their hands put on, you know, laying on hands or massage work or whatever. Well, all of a sudden, they got contaminated, and that the practitioner stole the light from them. Remember, the darkness feels light. So all of a sudden, you know, they may look okay, but normally when I see people who do that, their eyes are all glossed over again. They just don't have that consciousness. They, you know, and it's cleaned off. You know, they go to everything trying to get their money's worth for maybe the $25 they spent, and they get recontaminated. So it gets to be very, kind of sad, interesting as you see people who just don't really understand what's going on. Actually, the mind control is so strong here, and is that person real? Maybe, I won't get too negative here, but, you know, you want to keep your body, temple, you know, cleaned out. That's why you do clearings. And I think everybody may understand that. You know, once you have a clearing, you don't want to get recontaminated by people. And that's the whole system here of why you're doing it to begin with. So back to you.
I was just thinking, Ron, maybe we should put up a little sign as people are leaving the light chamber at the expos to hold your energy. Shrink wrap your energy to your body, which is one of the tools you've taught us. Stay heart-centered. Try not to touch other people. I don't know what else we could say. We can't directly tell them, don't go and get some hocus-pocus done on you. Think that would help?
Boy, I don't know. I really don't. Remember, people are being switched out every 10 minutes. Oh, are they really going to understand what's going on? You know, they may know the first 10 minutes, but, you know, it's hard to say where they're going to be next. So I don't know what to say, you know. It just gets to be sad for a lot of people who get contaminated. I remember one person went and saw somebody at one of the expos and came back to my booth, and she could hardly walk. She goes, Ron, I just got hit by these people doing some type of Metatron energetic something or other, okay? I had to do some healing on her to help her up because she was really, really, really messed up. Busy and could hardly walk. So, you know, that's what happens. But most people, you know, the whole thing is keep your body temple sacred. What do? To do that? You try not to engage and get stuck into timelines. So the whole thing is don't get onto timelines. Back to you.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much, Ron, for that information. And I think that what happens at the expos is that a lot of people might not even remember, you know, exactly, but hopefully they remember enough that, gee, I felt good. I felt good at that Creation Lightship booth, and hopefully then they look you up, and those would be the people listening tonight. Okay, we have a really nice, really good question here, Ron. Working for clearings, what is the best idea? I have done a lot of clearings for this life, but wish to do more and clear my ancestors fully. I need more money and need to get a job, but it seems all jobs carry much more baggage, which I do not want. Should I simply stay out of it completely to stay clear for ascension, or should I not worry about the baggage I might get since I'll eventually have the money to clear it?
I don't think I'd worry about it. Just concentrate, you know, on yourself, what you think you need right now in the present moment. Don't go too far out with worrying about, you know, not being able to do 10 clearings or something. Just know where you are and always do timeline crashes. So that's what I recommend doing. Timeline crashes for your situations. Go you'll know at that time, you know, after you do these, how effective they are. And maybe we could get some other information from other people out there who may be on a solution. But the timeline crashes are the best way to go, I think, for most people. Your timeline crashes.
Now, wouldn't you say, too, that a person that has done a lot of clearings and has your tools to use doesn't need to be afraid to go out in the world and do things, because it's not so much because, oh, later you can, you know, buy more healings, but you can keep your energy and, of course, do the healings that you already have and keep them going. But I don't think we want to use ascension as a reason or an excuse not to engage with life, or do we, Ron?
Well, you have to engage with life because you have to live here. But, you know, I would just, in the present moment, try to get into the present moment, and whatever takes you out of that, then by all means, do some timeline crashes on it and see what energy you're dealing with. Are you dealing with a problem that, you know, is from your ancestors or from yourself, you know? So, you know, the whole process is to have clearings and to get yourself freed up from duality. Like, our time's about getting over here. But maybe somebody could input something, maybe give a suggestion or something like that for people. So let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. So here we go. You need to command your spirit to do this for you. And we'll just walk you through it here the first time. And do this as much as you can. And here we go, dropping down into your heart, expanding your spirit, take the thoughts from your head and bring them into your heart. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll do it one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings, and hope to see you on the call tomorrow. Starting 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. Bye, everyone. Blessings. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron, and bye, everyone.